Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks on W4HC, and I really appreciate you being with me this Tuesday afternoon, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and I hope your Christmas is wonderful as well. And more importantly, I hope the whole next year, the 2020, is a wonderful year for you and everyone else. So now I got those out of the way. I really appreciate you tuning in. And I have something that's a very important subject I want to talk to you about. First of all, I want you to look for this lady, Rachel Seller, CELLER.com. Rachel Seller. And she is a forensic RN, and she looks at the basis of different diseases. And I learned some things from her I didn't know. I've seen a lot of information on vaccinations. There's some good movies on it. I met with a group of doctors at Quail Springs Mall here at a movie. They ran a movie, and then there afterwards we had a meeting. And these are doctors whose children had been harmed by vaccinations. And they were really adamant about trying to do something about it. Well, what she presented was the way the vaccinations are being grown. It's not just about the mercury in the vaccinations, and some people say they're out, some people say no, they're still there. It's not just about that. It's about how they grow the vaccination and the kind of cells they use. A lot of people don't realize there's doctors out there that are labs out there that, for instance, the white mice that they use, they want a baseline mice that's the same across. So they're almost like cloning. They're duplicating the mice over and over and over again to get a basis for that. They also do different things to get the vaccination the same all the way across, where they're using these cells, they're basically cancerous-like cells, to get a multiple development of these vaccinations, to grow these. They grow them a lot of times inside cells, inside bacteria or inside, animal cells. And she's saying the environment they're grown in is cancerous, and that's one of the problems we're having. She said it's also a reason for the autoimmune diseases we're having. And there's a lot of reasons we're having autoimmune diseases there's a lot of reasons we have them at a degree we never saw before. When I was young, they thought there were about 7 autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, just a few. I don't even know if they believe there were 7 at that time. Now there's over 100. So what's going on? Well, it has a lot to do with our diet. But our diets weren't that great back then either. And it has a lot to do with the way overuse of antibiotics. It's destroying the flora, which is our natural defense and helps us digest and utilize our food. And it sends out peptides that affects our brain, our heart, our joints, everything. I mean, they have so many roles to play in our body. They even affect our sexual desires, our sexual choice. Amazing to me that they can affect something so strong like that. But they do. There's a good research study that I've talked about off and on that. Years ago, Mayo Clinic identified the monkey virus that when they grew the polio vaccination on the monkey virus, there was a virus in there that didn't hurt the rhesus monkeys but caused cancer in humans. And when Mayo Clinic was looking at all these tumors, doing pathologies on them, looking for things that are similar, one of the things they were seeing is this monkey virus showing up in over 60%. And we also find parasites showing up and over that. So back then, when they were doing it, when I was a kid, they didn't have electron microscope or wasn't being used for this purpose. So they couldn't see that there was a virus there. But everyone in my generation either got a shot, putting that monkey virus right into our blood, or swallowed a sugar cube with it on there. Well, that's just some of the things, but she's bringing out a whole new point that I hadn't seen before. But the next factor that is really causing a major problem, we have three times the children between 10 and 17 committing suicide than we did 10 years ago. Can you believe that? Children at 10 years old want to commit suicide? Now, some of that is things like Facebook and kids beating up on other kids on socially and people feeling isolated because of all the spending time on their phones and their laptops, but not really interacting with other people, not really getting the human interaction, not going out and playing and making friends and all the things that we need to feel a part of this tribal thing here in the United States, to feel a part of something. That's a part of it. But there's another side to it. When you eat fast food diet, you change the relationships of the flora in the gut. When you eat GMO food, which I'm sure the fast food restaurants use a lot of that for their lettuce and tomatoes and everything else, and their potatoes or french fries, those GMOs are designed to kill the bacteria and pathogens and the worms, or at least the insects that will bite the plants. Probably they may kill the worms, but they're really not supposed to. But they'll definitely kill butterflies, they'll kill bees, and then they'll kill little exoskeleton insects that will eat the plant. They also, by having GMO plants, they can handle five times more pesticides. Well, what you don't know, people listening to my show know this, but generally the general public doesn't know, you have a garden running right through the center of your body in your small and large intestine. And there's probiotics in that garden. And it's designed to break down the food and help you absorb and even makes B vitamins that have a tremendous effect on your adrenal gland and ability to deal with stress. When you eat GMOs, you destroy the flora that does that, that digests that. So just like the bees are dying because they can't digest the honey and make food out of it because they don't have the probiotics to do that in their gut for them, children are starving and yet they're eating more than ever, but they're lacking certain nutrients that probiotics help release for us. And so their nervous system is stressed. Their hormonal system is stressed. And it's such a sad situation. Then when you eat sugar and starch, eating french fries and Cokes and just cheap sugary cookies and all this kind of stuff that we all eat a lot of during the holidays, except for maybe me, I try to really avoid it and do a pretty good job. But I know I definitely grew up eating that stuff. That inflames the body. It causes an overgrowth of fungus in the gut and even in the bad bacteria, which is competing with the good bacteria, the flora, the probiotics, for the same place on the lining of your intestines. So when you knock that down, you're causing yourself a tremendous amount of damage. And it's maybe not overnight, but actually it can be very fast. They can give someone a meal and 4 hours later take a stool sample, and the probiotics looks completely different than it did 4 hours before. That's how quickly it changes. So that is a factor that needs to be looked at. Now, I've talked about this on the show before, but in England a number of years ago, they took an adolescent prison where teenagers were locked up, maybe even younger than teenagers, but they were locked up for committing crimes. They took half of those kids and gave them vitamins and minerals. The other half, they gave them placebo. 6 months or a year later, I'm not remember right now whether it was a year or 6 months later, they reevaluated them. They looked at their behavior within the prison. The kids that got the vitamins and minerals had like 20% of the fights that the kids that didn't have and the trouble with discipline and going to school, they decreased their problems, behavior problems, by 80%. And you go, why is that? Well, things like magnesium, the B vitamins, I don't know what the quality of the vitamins and minerals they give them, But just in whatever they give them, it was enough to make a significant difference in their behavior over a period of 12 months. Our food is devoid of that. If you're not giving it to people, if you're not supplementing it, then you're really stressing the body. They've also, when you look at parts of the world that have high levels of omega-3 in their diet, it's going to be up in the northern parts or southern, very southern parts where there's cold fish that make omega-3 to keep their body warm. And that's going to be salmon and cod liver oil and cod and mackerel, sardines, anchovies, I'm trying to think what else. Those are cold water fish that make a high level of omega-3. Those areas of the world that eat that have very low levels of depression, very low levels of heart disease, very low levels of inflammation, and extremely low levels of Alzheimer's and dementia. That's all because of omega-3 oil. Now, we eat way too much omega-6 oils and hydrogenated oils, or partial hydrogenated oils. I don't care if it's partial or hydrogenated. They're all highly inflammatory. The omega-6 oils are the safflower, sunflower, corn, and soy. I hate soy. I think soy is the worst, but corn's right up there. Cottonseed oil, peanut oil, probably leaving a couple others out that are also very harmful to you. But it's omega-6 oils. And these are cooking oils designed to last a long time. But if you switch over to coconut oil, virgin coconut oil for cooking, and use a lot of olive oil and increase the omega-3, you make a tremendous difference in your cardiovascular system, your mood, everything. And the omega-6s are inflammatory. The omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. And nearly every disease in the body is related to an inflammatory state. You want to keep that at a low level. You want to keep the flame down low, not burning you up. And so that's why omega-3s are so important, together with what I'm saying. You got to clean up the diet. You got to do your best to avoid GMO food. You got to get sugar and starch. Get off that. Get the children. Reward them with a piece of fruit. Make a big deal out of it when they're little. And use stevia if you want to sweeten something up. Or monk fruit, M-O-N-K, monk fruit. And coconut sugar may be okay as well. But use those to sweeten things up. Yesterday I made myself some Jell-O with that, and it tastes good. I used a lot of stevia. I used some gelatin and hot water, and it was a healthy type of Jell-O. Because the Jell-O in the store is a saccharin. You don't want saccharin. You don't want aspartame. All those screw with the body in different ways. Aspartame can really mess with people's brains in some cases. So you don't want any of that. You don't want the NutraSweet Jell-O. I make a lot of desserts, and people that come to my lectures, I talk about the snacks I make myself that are very healthy, that doesn't make me feel deprived of anything. And there's some people that take it to far more extreme than I am. There's books on it. But stevia is my first choice. But monk fruit, which is also called luan, and you also coconut. But get the good oils up, the olive oil, the walnut oil and macadamia oil is also very good. And eating nuts are very good. Avoid, and seeds are good. But avoid the grains and avoid peanuts. Peanuts is not a nut, neither are pistachios. They're beans, and they can have a lot of fungus associated with them. You may have to listen to this again on the podcast to get all the things I was throwing out there, and you can do that by going to iHeartRadio.com. And so in a week or two, this will be out there. But, folks, really take care of yourself. You got to. Our society is not supporting it. We're a lot better than we were. There's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of stores and places that are trying to give you the best they know how to do. But become aware. Become your own physician. Save thyself, and by learning what will work and what won't. Listen to this show. Listen to other shows. There's good things on TV. Dr. Beck is very good. I like Beck even more than Dr. Oz, though Oz is trying. And he's doing my industry a lot of good. But some of the things he throws out there, I do not agree with. We'll be right back, folks. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have one of my favorite guests who's been doing radio with me for I don't know how many years. Been a long, long time. He's been with three different companies, and his third company is with the best CBD oil company in the country, and that's CV Sciences. And their product is Plus CBD. So I have Stu Tomp with me, and a lot of you know Stu over the years, especially anyone that listens to my show. And you know how brilliant Stu is. He always teaches us a lot. But Stu, I thank you for being with us, and I have a couple questions for you.
It's really my pleasure, and thank you, Dr. Dan. And I want to say as we get started here, now that hemp and CBD and the cannabinoid conversation is no longer new, we're going to use some, I will use some analogies today and compare other dietary supplements to hemp and CBD, because what's happening is we seem to be developing these questions about cannabinoids, and I think we're forgetting that it's still a botanical extract, and that in terms of the pharmacodynamics and pharmacokinetics and pharmacogenetics, all fancy terms for how this stuff bounces around in your body, how it metabolizes, and why you respond differently than somebody else.
Yeah, the ping pong that's going on inside you with these little
it's
molecules.
Still the same, even though one of them comes from the cousin of big bad marijuana, even though it's not. Anyway, my point is it's still a botanical extract, right, Doc?
Mm-hmm.
We can look at it like a plant, like any other plant, and get less confused about it, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. And you want it as close to the plant as possible, not too much sensitization going on. Now, speaking of that, about an hour before I came down here, a friend of mine called me. I had butt called her by accident, and so she called me back, and I was saying, well, I got to go to the radio. I'm going to be interviewing my friend Stu Tomp about CBD oil. She says, well, I've taken that water stuff. That seems to work pretty good. And I said, yeah, but it doesn't last long. And she also wanted to know how much you take. And I said, it's dependent on the person, but I want you to explain that to people that may have that question. And she wanted to know what kind of oil it's mixed with. And she said, this is olive oil. And I said, I think so, but I'm not sure. So the first question is, why the oil base over the water base?
Okay. Now I want to back up a tiny bit with one thing you said before the question, when you said we want to remain as close to the plant as possible. Now that is primarily because we're talking about dietary supplements that are marketed to help healthy people remain healthy, which used to sound preposterous and now it's nearly impossible, right, Doc? No, really.
Yeah.
Think about that.
No, really. When we used to say, oh, we're not treating, curing diseases here. These are dietary supplements. We're keeping healthy people healthy. That was the compromise with the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, which is really a dance around the Federal Trade Commission where you don't make claims so you don't get in trouble with the authorities. Now, the reason I say that is because synthetic and isolated cannabinoids are future drugs and will be very powerful and very effective and may be a lot safer than a whole bunch of dangerous chemicals that we're currently taking.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be easy to do.
I want to be clear. Say that again, Doc?
That's going to be easy to do because the drugs are such a...
No doubt. But I just, when you said we want to be as close to the plant as possible and we're going to talk about CBD water, if you see CBD water and it's crystal clear and it's just the molecule of CBD in the water itself, technically that's not a dietary supplement. That's a drug suspended in water. Now, what do I mean by that? CBD, the molecule, the pure isolated molecule itself, is already spoken for. And that's where people are confused. That isolated molecule is spoken for as a free-flowing white powder or as a green extract from GW Pharmaceuticals as a controlled substance. That's completely different than an agricultural farm hemp extract from a hemp plant that's grown in Kentucky and CO2 extracted. You see the difference?
Yeah.
So it may mix better in water. However, it's not to be sold as a water beverage. Ultimately, it may be sold as a water pharmaceutical drug delivery system.
Okay. So what they're doing, they shouldn't be doing, basically.
No. But I love you so much, and this show so much, that the big academic argument is, how many milligrams of isolated pure CBD do you need relative to a full-spectrum hemp extract? And there, we've got some fairly convincing arguments that there's a bell-shaped curve. There's a bell-shaped curve with isolated, purified CBD that we are not seeing with these full-plant hemp extracts like Plus CBD oil, meaning you may get much more out of Plus CBD oil being full spectrum than isolated CBD. Maybe it's like vitamin C, where it's ascorbic acid, mm-hmm. and it's not the complex biochemical matrix of the food, including all the cofactors. Maybe that's what's going on.
Well, cofactors and other supporting cannabidiols all in the same substance. Is what makes that's what I really meant about saying close to the plant. Now, we don't have much.
I knew you were going to get that. So there's an argument to be made that we're not comparing apples to apples when you're comparing water CBD to our product. So, for example, in the literature, they talk about 300 or 400 milligrams per day of isolated CBD for pain. We're hearing people taking two of our gold soft gels. That's 30 milligrams. How's that possible? You know why? If you look at what's in the capsule, we have 500 cofactors. The thumbprint is different. It's not the same thing. And people get confused. They say, no, there's 300 milligrams here, and there's 30 milligrams here, you liar. I'm like, no, that's right. You can do math. Okay? The 30 milligrams here has a complex matrix of all of these other cofactors, including, but not limited to, other cannabinoids.
That affect other receptor sites, folks.
Yes.
And those other receptor sites have another role to play in the body. They work synergistically, just like you have an orchestra. You have a bass, you have trumpets, you have violins, you have all these different things going on. But to make the music really sing, to make it beautiful, you want to have all those different receptor sites going on at the same time. No, you'll get some effect from one. I mean, you can hear a beautiful song played with just a trumpet, but you want all of it to really get the full effect. Is that right, Stu?
That is so beautiful. In fact, our lead educator, Miles Cyril, we need to have him on your show, uses that analogy and shows a symphony and explains how the cannabinoids, the terpenoids, and the essential fatty acids work together in concert. For example, the TRPV receptor, TRPV, that's the same receptor that capsaicin from hot pepper,
huh.
Substance P works on, right? And so CBD speaks to the TRPV receptor, and it helps with this anti-nociception and hypersensitivity. You've got what's called G-protein 55 in the skin. That's one of the cannabinoid receptors, and that deals with histamine response and oversensitivity. That's how, you know, when you use the topical product, like our Roll-On
uh-huh.
or the Gold Balm, have you used those?
Oh, yeah. I use it up my upper neck and around my low back with my low back's giving me problems.
Have you noticed that it takes away pain almost immediately?
Yeah, but I also notice it changes my mood. It lifts my mood.
But that's what's so interesting. Now, I want to talk about that. We're going to go deep into that for a second. But let's first talk about how is it possible that it could relieve pain so quickly? I hang out at scientific conferences, cannabinoid conferences, and people have debated this now for quite some time. They say, come on, there's no way this stuff works that fast on the skin because the receptors aren't going to be able to communicate back into the brain that quickly. Well, they found out.
Well, they communicate with the spine.
But even faster. It's just the hypersensitivity response of the histamine receptors in the skin. It instantly sends this message. So this topical Roll-On and the Gold Balm is like an updated Icy Hot 2.0. And you know what the FDA is saying right now? Use topical painkillers. Use topical painkillers. Don't you dare think about using any opioids anymore. So in any case, I love the idea that we finally have learned that it relieves pain so quickly because it's relieving the sensitivity and the hypersensitivity to the pain the way that capsaicin does, the way Icy Hot does. However, like you said, there are multiple receptors involved. So when you combine everything in plus CBD oil, you get more than just isolated CBD. Now, don't get me wrong. CBD by itself has some incredible mechanisms of action. However, when you add it into the full plant matrix, it then starts confusing people like the milligram amount of vitamin C necessary, doesn't it, doctor?
Yeah, I gave this analogy many, many years ago, that if you take just the aspirin out of white willow bark, it will give you ulcers if you take too much. Though it will relieve pain momentarily, it will give you ulcers. But all the alkaloids that are in white willow bark, when you take it, it doesn't do that. It still relieves pain, but they work together. So what would overreact in one area, the other alkaloid keeps in balance and yet still lets the effect, the positive effect, take place. And that's when I first learned that many, many years ago, I realized, okay, that's why you want the whole plant, because there's a lot of different effects and pathages and different ways the body's interacting that we need that.
And it's important that we distinguish, because there are more doctors listening, more pharmacists listening. We're not saying that there isn't incredible medical application with isolated cannabinoids. We're trying to make the point that these full-spectrum hemp extracts appear to strengthen and tonify the endocannabinoid strength, if you will, helping us be more resilient, respond to stress more effectively. I speak at a lot of pharmacy conferences now,
uh-huh.
and they're bringing up that CBD by itself, isolated, like in water, for example, at high milligram amount, has certain effects on liver metabolism. I'm sure it makes sense to you, right? Like grapefruit juice at the highest level, right?
Huh. No, so I actually hadn't heard that effect on liver metabolism.
Oh, no, absolutely, because CBD, all cannabinoids, induce cytochrome P450. And what they do is they delay the metabolism of anti-epileptic drugs. Let me say that again. If you take an anticonvulsant dose of CBD, you supercharge your anti-epileptic drugs like clobazam, making them super benzodiazepines, right? CBD causes the drugs to work even more effectively because it delays their metabolism, extending their half-life. You get it?
Yes, I was just about ready to say that. So folks, what he's saying... usually when you take a drug, it may last an hour, it may last 6 hours, depending on the drug, but then it starts falling off. So by taking this with CBD, it stops it from breaking down, probably replenishes it, and keeps it working for a longer period of time in the body.
Yes, 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 yes. And that's why we don't treat epileptics with our products My point is, we treat healthy people to get them even healthier, because if you're an epileptic, you may need to tone down the other drugs because it extends their half-life. And that's the difference between isolated CBD and what we're doing with Plus CBD oil. And your audience has been listening to you for years, and I hope everyone's going to get. There are three places to buy CBD now: the pharmacy, the dispensary, or the health food store. And it's all different. I'll say it again. Pharmacy, dispensary, health food store, they're all different. The molecule's the same. What you're getting, the total package, is radically different because of the cofactors. Does that make more sense now?
Yeah, I believe it does. That we're getting the whole orchestra. We're not getting just the tuba section. And so, though, not to put down tubas, I think they have a place in the orchestra.
No, you're right. In fact, to your point, if you're going to be taking something on top of four different anti-epileptic drugs, it will just be a tuba, because we can't have too much signal-to-noise ratio. When you're talking about an average person taking 15 milligrams, one gold soft gel of our Plus CBD oil per day, people ate less, slept better and longer, and felt better. That's
Stu,
all people need to know.
We're out of time. I really appreciate it, buddy. It's great information for everybody. Thank you, Stu.
Thank you, Doc.
CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And I also do a show in Oklahoma City at 7:30 on Saturday morning on AM 1000 KTOK. And so if you're someplace in the world at Central Standard Time, you just put in iHeartRadio.com and then look for KTOK at 7:30 Central Standard Time. You can hear that show as well. But one of the things I like is up on iHeartRadio, the shows that I'm doing right now, in a week or two, will be podcast under Dan's Health Talks. And the reason the podcasts are important is I may say something or I may give you a lot of information. I have a tendency to just, once I get going, just rattle off a lot of different information. And people will say, well, now, what was that? I want to catch that. Well, if you go to podcasts, You could hear it, go back, hear it again, write it down, and then play it again, stop it. You really get that information the way you want it. Now, this time of year, even more than the summertime. The summertime, you get a lot of sunlight, you get a lot of fresh air. You're outdoors more. You're not trapped with indoor air. So you're less likely to get sick, though people get sick in the summer, but not as anywhere as much as they do in the wintertime. So the lack of vitamin D on your skin, and even the sun when it's coming up and touches your skin or going down, that releases nitric oxide, which is fantastic to keep the body healthy. So then when the sun is straight above within a few hours of the zenith, which depending on daylight saving time, we'd call noon, from about 10 to 2 is when you produce vitamin D, but you also get great benefits from the sun when it's low on the horizon on both ways because the wavelength is different. So that's important to know, but you're not getting that much in the wintertime. You do get the low light deal, but we're all covered up. So how do you stay healthy? That's why I was running some shows with Dr. Ingram, very brilliant on using his oregano oil P73 and his use of oregano and a number of his cleanses and stuff to keep the body healthy. Silver can be very effective as well. This pH silver that Dr. Frank talks about, he uses it against malaria and when he's doing his missionary work. They use it on malaria, and they use it, believe it or not, on leprosy. So it's a very powerful silver. And Dr. Ingram has amazing stories on oregano P73. So I do a lot of that. I'll be doing 2 of the super strength, maybe 4, a day of the super strength P73 this time of year. Now, cleansing. Now, some of the things Dr. Ingram's in, it stimulates your body to cleanse it as well. But my friend Brenda Swartz, that has Body Dynamics out of Dallas, bodydynamics.com is where you can find her. She has really good total body cleanse and extra body cleanse. And then on top of that, she has a therapeutic colon cleanse. And so if you cleanse yourself, if you take her stuff throughout this year, in this period of the year and after the new year, you'll get a lot of those toxins that build up because of all the sugar and sweets and just a lot of things you wouldn't normally eat, you eat this time of year, and it stresses your liver. It, stresses your intestines. Toxins are building up in there. So if you cleanse on a regular basis throughout this period, and I take her stuff every day, I'll take 2 or 3 of the regular cleanse. Sometimes I usually don't do 4, but that's what you start off with, and 2 or 3 of the extra cleanse, then I'll do a thorough colon cleanse. And my liver enzymes always look good. No matter what I'm doing, they always end up being really good because I cleanse my liver and my intestines and my kidneys and all that on a regular basis, just like someone changing the filters in the car, cleansing them out. You'll feel lighter, too. This time of year, you get sluggish, your blood sugar gets down, your immune system gets repressed. You drink a soda, eat something, some candy for a while, and your immune system is repressed by 6 to 12 hours. They can take a T-cell count, give you something that's pretty sugary, and that will be down for 6 to 12 hours. You won't be able to fight things off as well. And then you're around people more indoors, and you're breathing the air that someone that may be sick is breathing. So that's what happens when you drink sweets. I'm not big on phosphoric acid as a carbonator, but there are carbonated drinks out there, quite a few now. A Civita, what's that, La Crosse or La Cruz, and some others that don't have any sugar in them. And you can add stevia if you want to. You can pour them in, and there's one Civita, which uses stevia, that has a root beer taste or a cream soda one. And you can buy these little bottles of different stevia and glycerin, and you can put that root beer one into your drink, and you feel like you're drinking a soda. It's a good way to get yourself off sodas. Years ago, Emergency used to have one that was called High Cola. And I used that when I found out that one cola, I had to drink, I think it was 20 glasses, close to 20 glasses of Coral Calcium water to overcome the acidic effect of that that one cola it would have on me. And so I had to quit Diet Cokes. I had to quit all kinds of colas. I mean, I just completely quit, and I'd been drinking them since I was a little kid. And so I used the High Cola and a little stevia, and I was a happy camper. But the company told us that my radio partner, Lynn and Jim Wood, and me must be the only ones in the country buying it. I thought it was a great taster, but it wasn't selling well, so they dropped it. But now you get these different flavored bottles of stevia that are flavored, and you can put them in these carbonated drinks, carbonated water, or you know, Perrier and different things, and you're not missing anything, folks. And so I want to bring Brenda on. I want you to hear what she has to say about cleansing the body. I think what she's doing is very important. People have had great effects. We'll be right back, folks. Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com, oreganol.com, and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, kazingram.com, kazingram.com, kazingram.com. But also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. 5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses. And also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff. And it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. 800-MEGA-910. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back. This is Dan's Health Talks, every Tuesday right here. Now, I have my friend Brenda Swartz with me, and she has Body Dynamics. She's down in Dallas. And people that met Brenda, they always guess her about 15, 20 years younger than she is. And we'll talk about that on another show, why she looks 20 years younger. But one of the things she does that she turned me on to is she has a total body cleanse in an extra cleanse, and then she has a Theracolon cleanse. And she also has a phenomenal, probably the best there is in probiotics. And I really did something, took some antibiotics, my gut got inflamed and my belly swelled up. Didn't have any surface fat to speak of, but my belly really got big. And so I tried all kinds of stuff out there, nothing was working. So I called Brenda, I said, hey, Brenda, I really need your stuff. I've been going through everybody out there, the Garden of Life, everybody, and nothing's working like your stuff used to. So, Brenda, thank you for being with us, and tell me why.
Thank you, Dan.
Why is yours working? Because these other companies are big, big companies in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're just a little company, but you do things so well.
Well, we're a little company, but we're growing very quickly just because of what you just said. I don't compromise quality. I mean, here's one unique thing about what we do. Only the best grade of herbs are used. And just let me tell you, when you go to manufacture a product, you do not have to put the best grades of herbs. You can put whatever is mid-grade, low-grade. It won't be disclosed on your label, and that saves money. And if you're a huge company that's worrying about your bottom line, I prefer to provide the very top-grade herbs. Each herb is quarantined for a month, and then it's checked to make sure that there is nothing in it, no fungus, no pesticides, nothing that could compromise the batch. So consequently, since 1984, every batch of Mega Wellness Cleanse, Theracolon Cleanse, and Mega Cleanse Extra has been absolutely pristine. Now, here's what people don't realize, Dan. You realize it, but a lot of folks don't realize that most of us are walking around with 5 to 40 pounds of fecal matter adhering to the lining of our colon.
Yeah. John Wayne, when they did an autopsy on the Duke,
yes,
he had 40 pounds in there.
John Wayne's life had we been able to get a hold of him, and that is a true statement. What the Mega Wellness does is it flakes that fecal matter off the colon wall. Some of it has been there for years. It has gotten to be as much as 2 to 3 inches thick.
Golly.
And hard as truck tire rubber.
It's like one of those pipes underneath the house that is encrusted.
Great analogy. That's exactly what it is. As your body is able to eliminate those toxins, now you can absorb nutrients much more efficiently. If you add to that eating correctly, drinking a lot of water, and exercising, that helps your body to cleanse itself more efficiently. One of the good things that these herbs do are help the gallbladder to make more bile, which aids digestion, which aids your liver, helps to clean out your liver as well. So the end result is your skin starts to clear up. That bloated feeling you had starts to go away. Your energy level comes back. So the first step to real healing is cleansing the toxins out of your colon. 80% of all disease starts with the colon.
Mm-hmm. And 80% of your immune system.
Doctors.
80% of all your immune system is functioning in your colon.
Exactly. Hence what you just said about the probiotics. The probiotics are so wonderful. The total digestion probiotics with digestive enzymes are going to further encourage this gut cleanse. One of the strains literally eats the calcified protein off your diverticula.
Huh.
And you see this stuff when you eliminate, you see mm-hmm. it. You know what it is. It's a little looks like little yellow rabbit pellets, but you start to feel better. People with diverticulitis, I've had people with IBS, any other digestive disorder, just about all of them I've heard in 35 years, have over the years called me and said, oh, my goodness, this stuff saved my life.
Well, so I can see
I
that.
I'm so happy that you've gotten onto it, and I'm hoping that your listeners will go over to Omega Health.
Mm-hmm. 2427 North Council, folks.
That's right. Go over there. They have a wide variety of my products, Maxorb Nutrition. I have 30 products altogether, not to mention a skincare line that is incredible. And I believe you were telling me you've been enjoying that new Extreme Restoration Lift.
I have, but I want to do a whole show on that. Folks, she has the best skincare line in the market. A friend of mine's wife, and we'll talk about it on another show, you've heard Stan Dennison, if you're a loyal listener on my show. His wife, Laura Dennison, has beautiful skin, but she's tried everything under the sun. I mean, really, really expensive stuff, and a lot of women pay a ton of money. And so Stan and I were having lunch, and he said, Brenda still doing her thing down there in Dallas? And I said, yeah. I said, my wife thought that was the best stuff she's ever used. And the amazing thing, it's not expensive. Speaking of that, Brenda, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 1-800-MEGA-910.
1-800-MEGA-910.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your website?
It is bodydynamics.com.
Pretty simple. I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family about it, because there's a lot of information you're going to find that can change their life and make their life happier and healthier and live longer. So share this information with them. Let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week.